time to head inside the Cats camp for the first time in 2020. Waiting patiently with Geelong assistant coach Matty Scarlett is Roger Aldridge.
Thanks, King. Yeah, Dan here with Matty Scarlett. Matty, I suppose when you lose a preliminary final, that pre-season does seem to go on for quite some time. It must be good to finally get the boys out there and playing footy.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, we've had a pretty good summer, but obviously you're not sure how well you're tracking until you play opposition. So, yeah, guys, really excited to get up here. Great stadium to play footy, so we're looking forward to it.
It's no doubt hard to tell guys perhaps not to go at 100% when they're chasing the footy around, but what has been the message to the players tonight? You obviously want to ease into the pre-season.
Oh, look, everywhere we go, we want to win, really. That becomes part of your culture and becomes part of habits. So we want to play really strong footy tonight. We've got some young guys in the team, so those guys will be pressing for round one selection, which is exciting as well.
Matthew kinging up in the K-Rock box with Koza, Neildy and Bucky. You've got four young fellas that haven't pulled on the hoops and one old bloke that hasn't pulled on the hoops before. But talk to us about the off-seasons of, or the pre-seasons of Kennelly and Jarvis after playing a lot of last year in the VFL.
Yeah, so all deserving of their spot tonight. So Posey's a big running machine. He'll play at half forward. He values all the good stuff that I like, his pressure and tackling and all that stuff in the front half. Obviously, everybody knows Josh Jenkins. He's had a really good summer with us. Kennelly's a massive runner out on the wing, so he'll play outside wing. He can get up and down the ground really well. Who's the last guy? Jarvis. He's a high-flying forward that can take hangers. Also very good on the ground. So he's a difficult matchup for defenders, and he's had a really good summer as well. So exciting for those young guys.
Cooper Stevens, the other one as well.
Cooper, yeah, Geelong product. Really good inside mid that can run really hard as well. So hopefully he has a good night.
Matthew, good luck for the season. Ian Cohen here. What is the most important thing that the four or five guys you just spoke about then need to learn, not only tonight, but over the next 2 to 3 weeks, and what they've been learning over the last month or so about Geelong, about the team? What's the most important thing?
Well, hopefully they just settle into playing opposition. We had a hit out against Collingwood last week, and they were able to play really well against the Pies. So hopefully they can settle into the game tonight and not be too nervous and just do what they've been doing at training, and if they do that, that's going to be good enough for us.
So how do you manage that if they don't, or if they're doing it a different way? How do you work around with a couple of teenagers?
Oh, look, some guys pick it up really quickly and some take a while. That's just part of their development, I guess. So you don't get too flat if they don't pick it up tonight. You just work with those guys and hopefully next time they'll be better for it.
Speaking with Geelong assistant coach Matthew Scarlett, here's Mark Neild on K-Rock Footy.
Scarlo, good luck tonight and also for the season. Mate, Geelong were really at the forefront quite a while ago, where the experienced players over the summer were sort of said, listen, we trust you. You know, you do your own thing and then you come back to the club and we will keep the young guys here.
Yep.
Is that something that happened again this year?
Oh, look, a lot of our guys, obviously with the disappointment of last year, they popped back into the club earlier than they even needed to be. So that's a great sign for us coaches. And we've got a terrific leadership group. We've got some great role models in that area. So some of those guys were given extra time off, but they didn't take it. They wanted to be back and get stuck into it, so which is understandable as well after a disappointing end.
It certainly is, isn't it? Last year we noticed at the start there was obviously some tinkering of the game style based on the learnings of the previous year. Like there appeared to be, anyway, mate, from the outside, a focus given to what you said before, that front half pressure. Is there anything that you've learnt last year that you sort of emphasised that's a little bit different that the Geelong fans who are listening can expect to listen to and also see?
Oh, there won't be a huge amount of change. Hopefully all of our players improve, and that includes Harry Taylor and all those champions at the top end. We need all those players to improve, and we think our young guys will improve as well. But just that game style that we played last year, being a forward pressure team, we just need to do that better and do it for longer. I mean, Richmond, best team in the comp, they just do it for longer than we do at the moment. So that's the challenge.
Matty, just Teeth Bucky, mate. Good luck tonight. Good luck for the year. Just want to know if you can clear something up for me. The difference between match simulation, you hear it a lot during pre-season, and match practice. Is there a difference? Is it the
not
same?
Not I know of, mate. Can you tell me?
No, is it the same thing?
It is, mate. It's just, yeah, it is.
It's exactly the same thing.
I think so. I could be wrong. I've been wrong plenty of times, but I don't know if there is a difference.
Okay.
I think it's got something to do with the amount of time the Players Association can say the players can practice,
okay.
Scarlo. Is that right?
Yep, I'll agree with that. Yeah. I'll pass it on to Paddy. He might have the answer.
Yeah, sure.
Scarlo, we've been aware of some injuries throughout the off-season. Kolajasny, Duncan, Selwood, in terms of work being done, come to mind. There's a couple of guys that are not playing tonight that you might be able to give us an update on. Jack Henry's not in the lineup. Brandon Parfitt, are there issues there, or are they just been held back until the game on Labor Day?
So Jack had a slight hamstring, like a 1 week hamstring a few weeks Yeah, he played. They had a bit of match sim last night back in Geelong.
Very good.
I hear that he played very well. Parfitt's the same. So those guys aren't far off. Mark O'Connor has had a sore toe. He's not far off as well. So those guys, I'm pretty sure they'll be back. We play Essendon next game. I'm pretty sure they'll be back in for that. Mitch Duncan's going really well. I'm not sure he'll be ready for the Essendon game, but we're confident he'll be right for round one. Collar Jasny won't be available round one. Who else is there?
Jack Stephen.
Yeah, he played last night as well and apparently dominated. So hopefully he's available and we'll see all those guys against Essendon and Joel Selwood. They should be all available apart from Collar and Mitch.
Okay. Talk to us about how the big three is going to work up for tonight. Jenkins, Hawkins, Radigalia.
Every time we kick it in, one of them will mark it. Hopefully.
Simple games, Carlo.
Just get it into it. No, look, it's going to be dangerous because they're three qualities, so hopefully we can mark it. But those guys understand that if it hits the deck, they need to be chasing out as well, or the three-pronged forward line won't work if they don't apply pressure.
Scala, we always get some fantastic insights off on Twitter from our listeners and also Geelong fans, and one of them was just wanting to know if there's been any coaching responsibility changes over the summer. Is there anyone doing something different, or who is actually in charge of each facet of the game?
It's pretty stable there, so I'll look after the back line and work with Scotty strongly with our team defence. Nida runs midfield and stoppages, and Boris runs the forward line, and Nigel Lappin helps in with our ball movement. So all the same.
It's very good. That'll be able to give them some
specific...
Although
Nigel Lappin thinks he runs everything, so...
there's always one of those, mate. That's all right. It'll give the people on Twitter something specific to target now, so
yeah,
thanks for that.
That's good.
Hey, Scarlo, we always appreciate your time. Thanks for coming on the Cat Attack podcast during the off-season as well. Plenty of people tuning into that. Wish you the best of luck for 2020 and look forward to talking to you throughout the year. Good luck tonight.
Thanks, guys.
Matty Scarlett joining us there.